Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
Not quite sure what to say.
Change it up a little bit. Arps.
Props for creativity.
Nice. Chris Arps, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Mark Cox. How are you, Denise and Trish? I'm losing track of my names there. You guys doing good?
Morning, Chris. Yes, we're
great. Yeah, you sound like you're on vacation. You're like on the beach somewhere or something?
Not yet.
Oh. That's good.
No, I'm not on the beach.
Good. So today could be the day, we're told. Fox is reporting this morning that there's indications that Biden might be announcing his vice presidential pick today. Any thoughts on that?
I heard either today or tomorrow. I'm going to go with tomorrow. They seem to be trying to push this off as long as they can. And I'm still out there on that ledge, Mark. Elizabeth Warren will be the pick.
Oh, you think so? Wow. You know, I thought about that earlier.
I've been saying it since May.
Here's what Mad Maxine Waters thinks. Cut five.
Okay. But obviously, as they have gone through all of the women, black, white, Asian, what have you, it seems to me they have gotten down to possibly just two, and that is Kamala and that is Susan. And so I believe that it will be one of them. I do have a preference. I'm not going to say who it is at this point, but I think my preference is going to be the one that will be selected.
Kamala.
What does that mean?
What do you think?
I'm giving a prediction without giving a prediction.
So what I thought was funny is that, you know, she clearly has a preference for Kamala Harris. You can tell that. She thinks it's going to be Kamala. Elizabeth Warren has been bending over backwards to show what a good trooper she can be for Joe Biden. But she's in a weird spot here, Chris, because he's announced that he's going to pick a female who also happens to be black. She still desperately wants to be vice president, but she can't criticize him for that.
Well, Joe Biden said that he was definitely going to pick a woman. He didn't necessarily say it was going to be an African-American woman. And House Whip Clyburn has said twice after the South Carolina primary and just 2 weeks ago that a black woman pick is not a must. And he said he would much rather have a black female be picked for the Supreme Court than for the vice presidency. So I think Clyburn got a little inside track in what's going on, and he's trying to set the stage to tell black people that it's not going to be a black woman.
Wow. I think that's going to send ripples across America if that happens.
Well, I think it will short term, but I think black people just detest Donald Trump so much that they will forgive Joe Biden and still vote for him. And on my Facebook page, and I've heard on MSNBC and CNN, you know, I watch those channels, that they said that if it wasn't a black woman, and this is the black commentators, that Elizabeth Warren would be a white woman that black voters could get behind and support. Seriously. If they had to be a white woman, that's the one that they would support.
Well, go ahead and play cut three for the people, please.
Donald Trump is a man who cares only about himself. He's a man who watches his poll numbers and how he looks on camera and, you know, everything measured through the lens of how it affects Donald Trump. Joe Biden is a man of genuine empathy, a man who grew up in a family that had its ups and downs and, you know, lived in a family when his dad lost a job and they lost their home. He understands what's happening to human beings in this country at a human level.
That's her. Denise called that. What'd you call that earlier? Her.
I'm not a mean lady voice.
I'm really not mean.
Is she either not yelling or she's doing that?
And they're so touchy-feely. I mean, I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't care if a president can empathize with me or cares about me or feels my pain. I just want you to leave me alone. I don't need you to be my best friend. I just want you to lead the country and keep me safe.
Well, you know, not anymore. That's not what the left wants in this country. I read a piece earlier by Bernie Goldberg. Remember him?
Yeah.
Former network correspondent. Yeah. Did you read that? He is squarely a never Trumper. he's worse than Kasich or Bill Kristol. He's worse than Bill Kristol, right? Yeah. He hates the fact that Donald Trump draws the same breath that he does, the same air. He hates him, right? But what he points out in this piece is it doesn't matter whether you love him or you hate him, you got to vote for him. Now, he says he won't be voting for Trump, but that he can't imagine a world where the Democrat gets elected in this race simply because of all the things they stand for. No enforcement of criminal law. You know, they want rioters to be able to burn things down and be left alone. Taxes, environment. I mean, right down the list, he points out all the reasons why the Republican needs to win this election in November. That to me, that's got to represent a lot of people in the country.
And, you know, Goldberg says that he's not going to vote for Trump. But I think Goldberg represents a whole lot of people that aren't showing up in the polls. Mm. The people that detest Donald Trump, don't like his character, but they see what the Democrats advocate for, and they see, like I do, I see Donald Trump as the thin blue line between the America that I grew up and love and a country I wouldn't recognize in 20 years. No. That's what it is for me when people come to me, like, how can you support Donald Trump? He's this, he's this, he's this. It's like, that's why. He's the thin line between a country that I love and a country I wouldn't recognize in 10 years.
Well, I tell you what else he's
it's
a
that
thin.
Simple.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And well stated. Go to cut 14.
Look, the other day they said the three countries. They said China, and Russia, and Iran. And some reporter got up and said Russia is meddling. I said, well, didn't it mention China and Iran? Why didn't you mention them too? So I don't know. You know what I'm telling you? I'll tell you who's meddling in our elections. The Democrats are meddling by wanting and insisting on sending mail-in ballots where there's corruption all over the place.
So he's absolutely right. And that gets us back to the issue of mail-in balloting, and which I know is near and dear to your heart, just like it is to mine.
I wish we could just clear up the misconception that the Democrats and the media have been able to foster that Republicans and Trump are against mail-in balloting. We're not against mail-in balloting. We're against mailing ballots to everyone that is on the voting rolls. And the press, the media refuses to make that distinction. And our side doesn't do a very good job of making that distinction. Would you agree, Mark?
No, I would. And, you know, I just talked to Ann Wagner about that a few minutes ago, about that mess up in New York. I mean, if you don't think there's a plan out there to try to muck this up nationwide, you're blind. The left would like nothing else than to have this thing thrown into turmoil, because on the outside chance in their minds that Donald Trump wins, that would give them a chance to tie this up in court until what, January? And if a decision hasn't been made by Inauguration Day, doesn't the House get to step in and have a decision?
Yeah, they do. And what makes me even more fearful, Mark, is if the left-wing radicals believe that this election was stolen or that Trump is going to pull it out, you know, through late ballots or whatever, I could see these people rioting. Even though it's November and it's cold, I could see what we saw this summer in Democratic cities all around the country. And that terrifies me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's any doubt about the drop and flop we'll see when Donald Trump gets reelected. It's gonna be what we've seen in Chicago and St. Louis and Portland and Seattle on steroids. Yeah. It's going to be ugly. It really is.
Yep.
The divide continues.
Mark, I found an article this morning and I put it on my Facebook. And I knew this, but I had forgotten about it. But you know how Trump is getting all this flack from Democrats about the payroll tax cut and how
right.
he's trying to destroy Social Security? Did you remember? Do you remember that Barack Obama did a payroll tax cut in 2011 and 2012?
I do.
And the liberals didn't say a word about it.
He did one by executive order, if I remember correctly, and he got another one that a bill actually got through the Congress that he signed.
But Trump doing the executive order,
he's trying to cut Social Security.
And have old people eating dog food.
All of the
living with their kids.
Same fake stories about old people eating dog food. Here we go again.
Called for a large bill because it was needed, because the American people demanded it. And at this point, the American people are on our side. 2/3 by survey data support the $3.4 billion Democratic plan, not the skimpy Republican plan that doesn't deal with people's needs.
It's skimpy, Chris Arps, because it's only $1 trillion and not $2.4 trillion.
And I'm trying to figure out, what was in their $3 trillion bill was a provision that required no IDs to receive a ballot, the legalization of ballot harvesting, relief checks for illegal aliens, and relief for the cannabis marijuana business. Now, Mark, what does that have to do with COVID relief for all the Americans out there that are suffering because of this virus? How does that help?
No, I agree completely.
Helping the marijuana business.
Right. No, and to the point earlier that we talked about that crazy vote up in New York, 1/5 of all the ballots were disqualified in the New York City primary. 1/5, right?
Yeah.
So that gives you just amplify that across this nation. Because they're going to mass produce these, they're going to try to copy them and duplicate them and vote twice. And by they, I mean people who have spurious intentions, scurrilous intentions, to dabble in the outcome of this election, driven by their hatred of Donald Trump.
Their hatred of Donald Trump, and it's just this whole mantra that the media and partly us Republicans let them get away with it. Is this mantra that every person must vote? Every person can't be disenfranchised. Well, even if we're sending ballots out to everyone that's on voting rolls that are notoriously known for being not accurate, we still have to send that out because we don't want to disenfranchise anyone. And we just never seem to win that argument.
I know.
It makes you angry.
It's true. It's true. Chris Arps, I just have to say my friend Richie from Regal Midwest dropped off a Make Mark Bald starter kit this morning. It's got a visor with some fake hair on top of it. I put a picture of it up on the Facebook page. It's got a T-shirt with the Backstoppers logo and the Make Mark Bald across the bottom of it, and a can of sunscreen. Do I need that once I don't have hair?
All you need is what I use, a little cocoa butter, make your head shine a little bit, make you get a good tan on it. You're good to go. Cocoa butter, my friend.
Cocoa butter. You're trying to boil the top of my head, aren't you? I know what you're trying to do. I think I'm going to be I won't be a redneck. I'm going to be a redhead because of that.
It works for me. So what's the update on this? How long is how close are we?
I don't know, ladies. We're getting close,
right?
We're
getting close. We're going to run
home
this
stretch here.
I know. We're going to run this. We're going to give people another week or two to send in money. Once we get to 5,000, that's when I've agreed to let them shave the head. So a hair saloon's all set up, and we're going to do it.
I can't wait to see that. Can I come?
Same.
Everybody,
absolutely,
I'm going to start selling tickets and making part of the donation. I'm telling you.
You should. You know what? You may like it, though. You may like, I like this no maintenance style here with no hair. Said. I may go with it.
We might. I may
it's
just go to
save you on haircuts.
Crew cut when I'm done. That's true.
But what if it grows all back and it's all white, all silver?
Stop.
Now you're making me more nervous
about
thanks.
This. Wow. Hey, Chris, thanks.
That happened to people.
I know it has. Thanks for reminding me. Hey, and 971,
you
too. Thank you.
Get
more at 971talk.com.